Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with our discussion of forthcoming events upon the world. As we know, this program is dedicated to making known the urgent messages and prophecies of the Mother of God that have come to us in our time. It was during the years 1970 through 1995 that these messages and prophecies were delivered unto us through the late seer, Veronica of the Cross. The message warns of a plan of action that God the Father is about to take to cleanse the world of hate and injustice, especially the crimes against children. Our televisions, our radios, and our school systems today are nothing more than claws of the devil to reach in and desecrate the lives of our children with things that are downright lewd and pornographic. And then we want to know why punishments are coming our way. In our previous programs, we spoke about how the children in some of these Asian countries are being forced into the sex industry against their will, and how tours are even being arranged from Europe and other countries to go over there and have immoral relations with children as young as 8 years old. And look what happened to them. Over 300,000 people perished in the Great Tsunami. This came as a cleansing and liberation for the children, yes, but it came as a punishment for those countries and a stiff warning as to what is coming to any country where immorality is prevalent. And by immorality, we mean people living together in sin without being lawfully married. God the Father does not allow any such thing on this planet. He does not allow women to go about uncovered and to flaunt themselves in stupidity on our streets. And especially, He does not allow homosexuality, which is described by St. Paul as men with men working that which is filthy. And if we don't believe that God will punish for homosexuality, all we need to do is consult the good book, the Bible, and we will see how the justice of God descended upon Sodom and Gomorrah in the form of fire and brimstone and destroyed the Sodomites. This came as a punishment for homosexuality, but it also stands as a stiff warning for the Sodomites of our time. Our Lady says that within our generation, we will see the eruption of nuclear war in the Middle East, which will claim at its conclusion 3/4 of the human race. She says we are living today in the realms of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the earth, therefore, needs to be cleansed. We're being given the chance to do this ourselves. If we don't do it, God's going to do it for us. You may recall from the news that North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has nuclear weapons capabilities. Not that this came as any big disclosure to us. We know that he's had this all along. He's just been keeping quiet about it. But now he has come out for the record to announce that he has weapons of mass destruction. Now, this is a most significant development in world events, and one that should be analyzed a little. I mean, clearly, he is using this as a terrorist ploy to frighten, to intimidate, to threaten. And in fact, he's showing himself to be a very unstable, belligerent character, very much like Saddam Hussein or bin Laden. And certainly not one that you would want to see at the controls, and yet he is at the controls, flaunting his powers, and he's telling the nations in so many words, "I'm ready for trouble, don't mess." Now, we've mentioned before how many of the events taking place at this time have already been predicted in the Bayside message, things like the Great Tsunami, or 9/11, or the Iraqi War. And so it seems that this latest development is no exception to this. I want to quote from the message of July 25, 1979. This is Veronica describing a vision she received from the Virgin Mary. Now, mind you, this is 25 years ago that she's receiving this. So I'm going to quote now from Veronica's vision, where she says, "I see a very comical-looking figure, yet again he's kind of frightening. His face is extremely fat, and his teeth are huge, but he looks like an Oriental of some kind. He's smiling in a very strange way. I notice he has like a stubby type of body, but he's grinning in a very evil-looking way. And as he stands with his hands behind him, he's looking about now, and it looks as though he is waiting for something. Now, he is bringing out from behind his back what appears to be a long tapered candle, and he's reaching up now. The candle has a light on it. It looks like he's about to touch the wick on the bomb. It looks like a bomb, but it looks like the world with a wick sticking out of it. Oh my goodness." And I was quoting from Veronica's vision of July 25th, 1979. Now, just to analyze a little, here we have a pompous little Oriental with a stubby body and buck teeth and an evil grin, and he's standing there hiding something behind his back as he's waiting for the proper moment. And then he finally brings out from behind him this explosive whereby he is going to light the world on fire. And that's exactly what North Korea just did. They've been hiding this all along, and now they've just come out with the news that they have the ability to blow up the world. Because let's face it, whoever presses that first button is going to be the one responsible for blowing up the world. And it's going to take an unstable nut like Kim Jong-il. Now, it's also interesting to note in Veronica's vision that she describes this character as, quote-unquote, an Oriental of some kind, which seems to imply that he's not a mainline Oriental like Chinese or Japanese, but something maybe a little off to the side. So certainly, the shoe fits here. Now, the positive side to all this is that God has the devil on a leash. And if we do the things that please God by following heaven's directions to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and to clean up our country of all offense, then these things can be averted. But if not, the good Lord's going to let the devil run his course until we see nations vanishing in the twinkling of an eye. Already, Sister Lucia Fatima passed away, which is yet another omen that great woes are about to start on earth. So it only behooves us to get ready and be ready. And the best way to do that is by following Our Lady's message at Bayside. We would invite you to write for the free messages and information. Send your letters to St. Michael's, World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Or you can call our toll-free line. That's 1-800-345-MARY. There is no cost to receive the printed information. But again, we do remind you that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this urgent message continue each week over this station, then send along your tax-deductible dollars today, made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolates. We also invite you to visit us at www.smwa.org. The mission of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside is to provide for your spiritual needs, and our catalog of religious gifts certainly reflects that. Of paramount importance is the brown scapular, which Our Lady has asked us all to wear in these dangerous times. You don't want to leave home without it. Our 100% wool Crusader scapular goes for only $2.95. And with that, you'll want to order your chain link wooden rosary made in Italy. It goes for only $6.95. And for an additional 95 cents, we can send you the St. Benedict Medal and Our Lady of the Roses Medal to complete your armor that you want to have on your person at all times. For your home, we provide you with the 2-inch wooden crucifix for your doors, goes for only $1 each. For your listening edification, we have some inspiring audio cassettes and CDs that are bound to captivate you. Of particular interest is our 60-minute report on the great tsunami that devastated parts of Southeast Asia back on December 26, 2004. This includes startling predictions from Veronica 30 years ago and shows how this is a divine warning that must be heeded if we are to avert future disasters, and how this was an act of mercy to rescue the children from the evils of sexual abuse and slave labor so prevalent in Southeast Asia. This goes for only $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. For those wishing to learn more about our saintly seer, Veronica, you'll want to order our 70-minute tape entitled The Warmth and Humanity of Veronica of the Cross. In a moving dissertation, Michael Mangan focuses on the compassion and down-to-earth humanity of Veronica and how she had to earn her crown through personal struggle. Veronica's close worker and longtime friend, Mary de Blasio, provides an inside look into Veronica's personal character. This also includes a stirring homily from Father Robert Skirla, former International Blue Army chaplain, on the integrity of Veronica and the Bayside message. Also, this joyfully recounts the glories and supernatural wonders of the 34th anniversary of Bayside. Again, $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. And for a mere $9.95, we'll send you our Gloria Laus. This is a fine collection of Latin Gregorian chants sung by the talented Bauer sisters of the Cape Cod Scala Sancta Cecilia. Again, that's available on CD for $9.95, a real steal. For your reading edification, we carry the complete set of Heaven Speaks Today, which are illuminating prophecies and excerpts that are extracted from the Bayside message. Each issue of Heaven Speaks highlights a particular topic of Our Lady's message. The entire set of Heaven Speaks is only $1.50. Individual issues are only a dime each. You can't beat that. And to complete your spiritual reading, we carry the official Roman Catholic Bible. This is the Douay-Rheims version, which is the most accurate version of Holy Scripture in the English language. Normally, this would run you $50. It's yours today for only $34.95. This is something that no Christian home should be without. For our complete listing of religious gifts, visit us at www.smwa.org and shop online at our secure store. To order by telephone using your credit card, call 1-888-830-SMWA. That's 888-830-7692. And that number, by the way, is for credit card orders only. And if you call after hours, you can always leave your order on our voicemail. And of course, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's, World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or toll-free line 1-800-345-MARY. You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've spoken a little today about prophecies that have been fulfilled. Now, we're going to talk about cures that have been granted, as we hear from our president, Michael Mangan, at the Sacred Grounds.
Hello, David, and to all of our listeners. This is Michael Mangan reporting from the Sacred Grounds, and this is the vigil of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the presentation of our Lord. And it's a cold, wintry evening tonight, David. It certainly brings home the message from Jesus and Mary that this is a center of atonement, because that's what the good pilgrims are doing tonight, is definitely doing reparation and balancing the scales, so to speak. And but I think what keeps us going is the prayers and the love and devotion of the pilgrims, and their warm hearts keeps all of us warm here this evening. And we have about a few inches of frozen, packed snow. Temperature is in probably the high 20s. But nonetheless, it's been a very nice vigil, and very fittingly called the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because as I said, I think we're purifying our souls tonight with all of our prayers and enduring the cold and the snow here this evening. And David, it's my pleasure to have with me Donna Jesuits of Brooklyn, New York. How you doing, Donna?
I'm fine, thank you.
Of course, Donna, you're originally from Poland, so I guess this weather, they call it Poland Spring, huh?
Yes, you are right, it's cold. Yeah.
Let's get to the message, Donna. How were you first introduced to the message of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside?
It was at the protest against the paintings in the Brooklyn Museum. There was Luis Camacho and Mrs. Dudek. She gave me the rose petal, and you know, I talked to them, and my first thought was just that I have to come here for the vigil. And I came here in May, and I keep coming.
And what year was that, Donna?
It was 2001.
2001. And what attracted you to the message? Why did you say, I have to come? What struck you about the message, about Louis, the rose petal? What is it that moved you?
The way you pray. You know, all the workers and all the people who come here. So much devotion to Our Lady of the Roses, which I don't see in the church. You know, the people who come here sometimes from different states, from different countries, and they pray so much, and they are so devoted to Our Lady of the Roses. So, you know, it really was amazing for me. And, of course, the messages of Our Lady are so strong, and that we have to change our life.
How have these messages transformed your life or affected you in a positive way?
First of all, when I found out about the messages, I was under chemotherapy treatment because I had cancer, and you know what cancer means. And I was really devastated at that time. And when I found out about Our Lady of the Roses, it was like, you know, a big hope for me, because I wanted to live, of course. And during every vigil, I ask Our Lady of the Roses to help me to come out from cancer and to be cancer-free. And, you know, it's almost 5 years and I am cancer-free. And so far, so good.
Wow. Now, what type of cancer did you have?
It was ovarian cancer.
I see. Now, are you attributing it to divine intervention on the holy grounds? Is this supernatural? Natural, a combination? What is your explanation?
It could be called supernatural, because just before I came here for the first time, my blood test for tumor marker in my blood, it's called CA100, was too high. And after the first or the second vigil, when I came to the doctor, I took the blood test, it came back to normal. So right now it's normal. It came to minimum level. It's how it's supposed to be. So every time when I come here, I just thank Our Lady of the Roses that she cured me, because I strongly believe that I was cured by Our Lady of the Roses.
Wow, what a wonderful feeling. I assume you're not on chemotherapy now. You're not undergoing any treatment. Are you going to the doctors?
Yes, just for the checkups once a year.
And what does he say when he checks you up once a year and he sees that everything is normal?
He says that's right. So far, so good. And come back next year. So it's a good news.
Is he surprised? Has he said anything? Is he rather surprised that you had a very serious case before you came to the shrine in 2000 and 2001, before you came to the shrine? Now all of a sudden, your blood level is normal.
Yes. You know, the doctor says that you are very, very lucky. This is what the doctor says, because, you know, you never know what can happen when you have cancer, because it can affect other parts of your body. But, you know, I strongly believe that this is through the intervention of Our Lady of the Roses.
That's wonderful, Donna. As far as you know, there's no sign or evidence in your body now? You're cancer-free?
Yes, yes. It's almost 5 years. In July 2005, it will be 5 years, exactly.
And you're feeling healthy, sleeping and eating normal and so forth?
Yes, yes. And I went back to work. Not too many people with cancer can go back to work.
Especially ovarian cancer, that can be very dangerous and it can be fatal.
Yes, sure. And they also, the doctors say that it's very difficult to trace this type of a cancer. But I just said, how about a checkup for me? And, you know, I got my bad news later on in a couple of months that I had cancer and that I had to have the operation. But, you know, right now everything seems to be fine. And I think that this is thanks to Our Lady of the Roses.
Wonderful, boy. So you have a new life. You've really, great faith and hope have been restored to you. I mean, this could have been devastating. May I ask you, how old are you, Donna?
I'm 46.
46. So you were diagnosed at the age of 41. I know you have a young boy. How old is your boy now?
He's 12.
So this could have been really devastating, very tragic, but you have rebounded nicely, really miraculously.
Yes, yes, you can say this.
That's wonderful. So I had originally asked you, how has the message transformed your life? How has Our Lady of the Rosa transformed your life? And you've really answered it incredibly with this cure of yours. And the fact that it is 5 years, I mean, I think that's pretty impressive. We're not talking 5 days or 5 weeks or 5 months, 5 years is pretty good evidence. And we're going to continue to pray that it's going to be 10 years and 15 years and so forth, that it looks like a permanent cure. I think it looks very impressive.
Yes, yes, it looks like it is. And, you know, I'm so grateful for this. And
this started all with a blessed rose petal. That's what moved or prompted your wish to come to Our Lady's grounds.
Yes, because before I also read the messages of Our Lady of Fatima. And, you know, I thought that it was before I was diagnosed with cancer. I thought that if I could have a chance to see the apparitions, I would be so happy. And, you know, it was like a dream. And also, a couple of years before, I had a dream that I was walking through the green, beautiful, fresh grass. With my son, it was like a park. It was in 1997, in 96, just before my mother passed away. And we were walking together through that grass, and I looked at the right, and there was like Our Lady of the Roses walking, but she was like a statue. But you know, she didn't say anything, she just looked at me, looked at us, and she was smiling. It was, you know, like a very warm, nice smile. And she was like walking by our side and guiding us. And, you know, when I came here, I thought that maybe this is the park.
I was going to say, prophecy fulfilled. Is this your dream or prophecy fulfilled?
Yes.
With your coming to Bayside?
Yes, I think so.
I mean, you said you're walking through a park. Yeah, Our Lady of the Roses or a statue is helping you out.
Yes. And, you know, when I came here, my first thing was that this is the same green grass and the statue of Our Blessed Mother. So, you know, you could say it's a dream, but But, you know, sometimes you have a dream which are different. So I think that it came straight from Our Lady of the Roses.
This was a real calling. Our Lady was preparing you for her calling to you and your family to join her in this latter-day mission. And unquestionably, you've answered that with great love and zeal. And how else has this message changed your life, Donna?
You know, I am a different person right now. I pray more than I used to. And, you know, every time when I talk to somebody whom I meet for the first time, I have that feeling, the inner feeling that I have to tell about the apparitions of Our Lady of the Roses. Because if I don't tell about Our Lady of the Roses, I have like a very bad day.
Well, good for you. That's what a disciple of the latter day is all about. That's what a Marian apostle is all about, is giving her word, her message to the world.
So, and then if I tell about Our Lady of the Roses, about the messages, about Bayside, so I feel much better.
Well, I think with all of the graces you've received, a cure, all the blessings... I know when your son comes here, he loves those miraculous photos. He's really impressed with those. So you've had a lot of graces and blessings in your family, and so you're returning the favor.
Yes, you know, I wanted to thank Our Lady of the Roses that she cured me, because, you know, I was very scared, really, because I just wanted to be alive for my son. And, you know, I so far so good. I'm happy that I am alive. And, you know, because when people are usually diagnosed with cancer, you have that inner fear that you will not be able to wake up. And, you know, you don't know if the next day will happen to you. And every morning when I get up, I really thank God that I am alive. And I'm so happy that I opened my eyes.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's been your other impressions or thoughts in coming to these holy grounds?
I'm very impressed about the people coming here, about the workers, that you are so devoted to Our Lady of the Roses, and, you know, that everybody is so sincere, and everybody is so generous, so good, and prays a lot. So it's like a different world for me. This is the world which I, you know, miss.
Well, those qualities, of course, are the fruits of the Holy Ghost, and I think that's a demonstration of Our Lady and Our Lord's presence here and all of the blessings that the good pilgrims are receiving here, and we're trying to share them with other pilgrims that come here and with anyone who will listen and who will respond.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really so happy that I can come, that Our Lady of the Roses chose me, that I could come here, and, you know, I am a different person, very happy, of course, and really a very different human being right now.
So when you say different, your values have changed, you're more spiritual.
Yes, yes, that's true, more spiritual. And, you know, I think more about, you know, about the life after death, and I have different values, different qualities in my life. And I am very happy.
Right. Well, this is it, too. This is another fruit of the Holy Ghost. I mean, we set our priorities straight now. And the things of the world, materialism, a lot of these things we realize are nothing. We can't take them with us. The only thing we can take with us into the next life is, as St. Teresa says, our love and our heart. That's really what we can take. And course, all the blessings and graces, but primarily our love in our heart for Jesus and Mary. That's what's going to be counted and measured and weighed by the Eternal Father.
Yes, it's really a different life for me, much better.
Now, are you more a churchgoer? Are you a daily communicant now? You're going to church more, praying the rosary more?
Yes.
So you can really see that this is Our Lady's messages have truly deepened your faith. You appreciate the treasure of our Catholic faith, and now you want to learn more about it and also spread it and preach it and proclaim it to the world.
Yes, yes, of course. I tell that to everybody. And many people believe, many people want to come here, and every time when I come here, I try to bring a new person. So
you brought a new person tonight, didn't you?
Yes, yes, I did.
And these are all people in your neighborhood?
Yes, usually from my neighborhood, yes.
Wonderful. That's what it's all about, because you know what you know the graces and the blessings you received. I know what I've received. All of these good pilgrims, we know what Our Lady and Our Lord are doing, and we're begging and pleading for people to listen, to come here, that this is the solution. I mean, for those people who are downtrodden or discouraged or confused or confounded, whatever it is, Our Lady really will lift you up. And this is what you're saying, Donna. I mean, it really picks you up. So many people are looking for answers. They have questions, but they don't have answers. And so they can really get lost and stray from the path. And boy, Our Lady's message here is the solution. If only more people would heed it.
Yes, that's true.
Any other final comments, Donna?
I wish I could come here for every vigil. And I would like to bring as many people as I could, so everybody could share this joy and from Our Lady of the Roses.
Absolutely. Well, next vigil, you can bring a bus from Brooklyn, okay?
I hope so.
God bless you. It's a pleasure talking with you, and a safe trip back to Brooklyn.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast. We thank you, Michael, and also thank you, Donna, for your beautiful testimony. And yes, we do pray that there's something the Holy Father can do from his end to encourage, or maybe even mandate, an investigation to Bayside. When you consider the many prophecies fulfilled, such as the ones discussed at the opening of today's program, and when you consider the many miraculous cures that have occurred, such as the one witnessed here today, well then this certainly warrants an investigation of the facts. And so indeed, we do keep this in our prayers. Again, we would invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That website again, smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you.